This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Thanks for streaming WSOY on NowDecatur.com. This stream is presented by Hickory Point Bank, Invested. Their investment in Decatur is an investment in everyone who calls Decatur home.
Food, cultural dances, live music, and more. See the photos at NowDecatur.com. ADM celebrated the grand opening of its new Science and Technology Center at the University of Illinois Research Park. The facility quadruples ADM's footprint at the Research Park. ADM says the center will create opportunities for students across campus, including chemical engineering, chemistry, information science, computer science, and other disciplines. ADM originally opened at Research Park in 2007. For more on the new ADM facility, as well as other stories, podcasts, and videos, visit our website anytime. Our address, nowdecatur.com.
It's now Hurricane Ian. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, and it's going to get bigger and stronger fast.
In terms of the next 12 hours, we're going to see some rapid strengthening.
Dave Roberts of the National Hurricane Center says after hitting Cuba, Ian will take a turn as a major hurricane toward Florida's Gulf Coast, anywhere from Fort Myers up to the Panhandle.
People do seem to be heeding advice from state and local officials to stay vigilant and to stay prepared. We're seeing plenty of folks throughout the state making stops at hardware stores to get essentials like plywood so they can board up windows and doors to protect their properties. People are snatching up batteries and, of course, lots of generators in case they lose power. We're also seeing water go really quickly at supermarkets. A lot of shelves are empty.
Fox's Charles Watson in the Florida Keys. A shooting rampage at a school in Russia in the city of Ijevsk. 13 people were killed, 7 of them children. The gunman also wounded 21 others. Most of them were kids, too, until he shot and killed himself. This comes amid protests in Russia against Vladimir Putin, ordering up 300,000 reserve troops to be called into service. And Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, tells CBS Face the Nation.
They're forcing people to fight, people from the temporarily occupied territories. I see other threats.
He's urging those Russian fighters to surrender when they come to Ukraine. Zelensky's also upset Russia's forcing people into territory it took by force to vote in referendums to leave Ukraine and become part of Russia. Vice President Harris is in Japan to attend tomorrow's funeral for former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, who was assassinated in July.
A senior administration member says other goals of the trip, which also involves travel to Korea, include reaffirming the United States' commitment to allies and deepening the overall engagement in the Pacific.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. Elon Musk will be questioned the next few days by Twitter lawyers in a deposition ahead of a trial next month. Twitter's trying to force Musk to follow through on his plan to buy it. The Tesla CEO is trying to back out of the deal. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, Larry Elder here. I never really thought much about how aches and pains can reduce a person's quality of life until pain started keeping me from living my best life. Just a few years ago, using the stairs was difficult because of the back pain. Then I found Relief Factor, a 100% drug-free solution for aches and pains. Within a week, I was on my way back to being pain-free. Now I have my life back. I take Relief Factor every single day. Relief Factor can help your body fight the inflammation that causes joint and muscle pain and the other aches and pains that come with everyday life. Treat yourself to feeling better. Move more, live more, and just enjoy your life more with Relief Factor. Join me and more than 500,000 others. Get started today with your 3-week quick start for only $19.95. About 70% go on to order more because it worked for them. Go to ReliefFactor.com to order now. That's ReliefFactor.com. Feel the difference with Relief Factor. ReliefFactor.com.
The midterm elections are 6 weeks from tomorrow, with Democrats making abortion rights a key issue, trying to prevent Republicans from taking control of Congress.
Historically, even if a president is polling fairly well leading into the midterm, seats for their party are typically lost. And President Biden is not near the fairly well territory at all. In fact, that latest ABC News poll, 56% of registered Democrats desire someone other than the president to run 2 years from now, 35% preferring that Biden try for a second term. Of course, that is still technically 2 years off. And that same ABC News WAPO poll returns the edge to Republicans with a 5-point lead over Democrats on a generic ballot. It also shows the GOP leading by 21 points in swing districts. Now on the issues, double-digit leads when it comes to inflation, the economy, and crime.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. Speaking of inflation, gas prices have been rising again, up a nickel the past week after dropping 14 straight weeks from June's $5 a gallon record high.
There were several refinery glitches and planned maintenance around the country, so that curtailed supply and the perception of supply, and so wholesale prices jumped, and that is going to affect what dealers have to charge on the street.
Analyst Tripoli Lundberg's survey of stations has regular gas at $3.78 per gallon. AAA's national average is $3.72. On Wall Street, stocks could keep falling. Dow futures are down more than 200 points after last week's sell-off, dragging the Dow down 4%. On Sunday Night Football, Denver beat San Francisco 11-10 after two teams won earlier to remain undefeated.
Hill, Edmonds, touchdown. And the Miami Dolphins have cashed in on the fumble by Josh Allen.
And Miami hung on to beat the Buffalo Bills 21-19 on CBS. The Philadelphia Eagles also 3-0 after beating Washington 24-8. Las Vegas and Houston lost. They're the only NFL team still winless. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
It's an event like never before at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater on October 8th. The Devon Untapped Craft Beer and Music Festival will feature tastes of regional breweries, music from two local bands, and plenty of games. Feeling special? Check out the VIP party with early entry and exclusive access to rare brews and mouth-watering food. Proceeds from the Devon Untapped event benefit the Decatur Area Arts Council and Decatur Parks Foundation. Visit DevonAmphitheater.com to get your tickets to the Devon Untapped Craft Beer and Music Festival on October 8th.
This is Dominique Bates-Smith with your News Channel 20 weather update. Today it is going to be sunny with a high near 66. Got some winds up to 28 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 44. Winds around 20 miles per hour. For Tuesday, sunny with a high near 66. Winds as high as 24 miles per hour. Tuesday night, clear with a low around 40. And then for Wednesday, sunny with a high near of 63. And your temperature in downtown Decatur is currently 52 degrees. And your WSOY news time is 6:06.
And welcome to Buyers and Company. I'm Kevin Brahini. I'm substitute hosting for 3 days. Brian's taking vacation. We have a great show today. Stick around, folks.
Buyers and Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Welcome to Byers and Company. I'm Kevin Burhaney. I'll be sitting in today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. Today we have 2 hours of live, and we're going to do a best of at 8 because I have a previously scheduled event that I have to attend in Springfield. But tomorrow I'll be here all 3 hours. And but we got a great show for this Monday. The legend Lori Kearns is here in the first hour, along with Amy Bleefnik will be coming in at 6:30, and they both are just wonderful women leaders in this community. We have a lot to talk about with them. And at 7 o'clock, we have Scott Wrighton, the Decatur City Manager. He's doing a terrific job. He just got a promotion. He got a raise. And anyway, we're going to talk a lot of city interesting events happening between the police, the fire department, and the road construction, you name it. And then Mark Tupper is taking the day off, too. Everybody seems to be subbing out today. But I got the wonderful Eric Lee, who'll be sitting in for Mark this morning. And I know we'll get caught up on all the prep stuff as well as all the wonderful things that happened over the weekend. And then Dr. Juanita Morris will be here. The Morris Factor will be here, as she always is, at 7:40. And then the best of at 8 o'clock. So we got a full show this morning, and I'm glad you're with us. And I hope that you stick around for the whole 3 hours. Dom, I gotta ask you, did you see the 700th home run from Albert Pujols over the weekend?
I did not watch it live, but I caught it like a couple minutes after.
Well, it was hard to watch it live because if you didn't have Apple TV Plus, you weren't going to watch it live. And I know that was frustrating for a lot of fans because not only did they want to watch it on Bally Sports, but they wanted to hear D-Mac call it. The guy's been waiting all season to call it, and he didn't get to. These announcers for Apple TV Plus called it, and I don't know, they gave it their best effort. I listened on radio, actually. I heard John Rooney call it, and it was terrific, Lori. I know you didn't watch it live, but you saw the highlights, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And quite amazing. I mean, you're an athlete. For Albert Pujols to hit that, Dom, you're a huge sports fanatic. That was a historical event. That's not an overstatement, is it?
No, not at all. I mean, there's only like 4 people in the club, so yeah.
When you're in a club with Babe Ruth?
Yeah, exactly.
It was something else.
Yeah.
And are you a Cardinal fan?
I am. And but you know what I want to say about Pujols is not only is that athletic accomplishment amazing, but what a humanitarian and what a wonderful thing he did here in Decatur for Adam Carter when Adam, our
really?
Holy Family student, was battling cancer and in a really tough spot. Pujols endeared himself to him and they connected, and that was just amazing to see.
Well, that is amazing. It's amazing for a young man who is going through that and his mom and dad and family to have that bright spot in their life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So his family posted a picture of Adam and a picture of Pujols right after he had done it. And it was cool. It gave me goosebumps. So
they have an award named after him at Holy Family. So if you're the Christian leader in your class, you get the Adams Award.
Adam Carter Award. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's amazing for sure. But anyway, right. 700 is something, Dom. One of four who did it.
And the Americans won the President's Cup in golf. That's pretty phenomenal. I watched that yesterday, and it was fun to watch.
Yeah. I also watched a little bit of that on replay, and it is amazing how competitive and how skilled those men are.
Yeah, in that type of golf, it's kind of like Ryder Cup golf in that it's match play, and the fans get these hoop. And that matter of fact, the players, they're egging the fans on, scream and yell.
Yeah.
And that's a little bit unique in golf.
Yeah, protocol goes out the window. It's all about fandom at that point.
Yeah, it was the United States against the Europeans, and they kind of won it handily, wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm, I would, for sure.
All right, Lori, I asked you to come on. Thank you, by the way, for coming in so early.
Of course, I love it.
I imagine you're an early riser. I read somewhere that when you were athletic director and the coach of the women's basketball team in Millikan, you're in the office every morning at 5 a.m.
you have to be to, just like you have to be to get all the things done, especially when you're dealing with people. You know, the paperwork's got to get done at some point. So I tried to get that done early in the morning and then dealt with folks the rest of the day.
Yeah, I call it quiet time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I like both. You need the quiet time to get that necessary things done. But I love the loud time, too, when you're talking to people and, in your case, coaching young women. I'm going to embarrass you, but if you don't mind, I'm going to read something here. First of all, I'm impressed that you have a Wikipedia page. That's pretty amazing. I don't know too many people personally that has their own Wikipedia page, and you do. And it says Lori Kearns was the head women's basketball coach at Milliken University for 32 years. In those 32 years, she achieved 11 conference titles, over 500 career wins, and a national championship in 2005. She now is retired from coaching and works at Milliken University in the alumni department. Lori Kearns has been Milliken University's women's basketball head coach since 1983. In 2013, she celebrated her 500th career win. Her teams were in Division III NCAA playoff 11 times and won the 2005 NCAA Division III National Championship. And that just scratches the surface of the good that you've done at Milliken. And I haven't even brought up what you've done in this community on the fight against cancer, what you've done at St. Mary's Hospital in leadership roles, among many, many other things. You worked with Carla Miller at the Rodney Triathlon as a co-chairman of that. Lori, you're an amazing lady. You are a female icon in this community.
Well, thank you. That was too long of a list, Kevin, but thank you very much. And I love Decatur so much, Decatur and Macon County so much. It's home, has been now for 41 years. And, you know, I just feel like it's given me so much. It's just a pleasure and a joy to give back a little bit.
Well, you give back more than a little bit, but, you know, the other things that I think you've done that a lot of people do not know about is the leadership role that you've taken in Milliken's conference. Mm-hmm. That conference is
the CCIW.
Yeah, you've been on that board. Were you chairman of that board?
Well, I was one of the athletic directors. Yeah, for sure.
Well, you're the first woman athletic director in that division's. Mm-hmm. And that's what year was that?
That would have been in 96.
And that's a board of men.
Yeah, it was really interesting to walk into a room for the first probably 10 years I was athletic director and to be the only woman in the room except for the woman who greeted you and gave you coffee when you entered. And then from that point on, it was all men.
Now, I know with my experience of being on big boards, mm-hmm. I mean, significant boards, it's a little intimidating. I don't care if it's all men or a mixture of men and women. When you're the newbie, it's hard for me, but I bite my tongue for at least two or three meetings until I can get a lay of the land and some kind of knowledge of what the issues are.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine what it must have been like for you to be breaking that ceiling and being the first woman of amongst a lot of alpha males. When you're an athletic director, you're at the top of the rung. And when it's with athletics, these are alpha guys. What was that like?
Well, it was really interesting. I felt really blessed because Merle Chapman was my athletic director when I was at Milliken, both as an athlete and then as early in my career as an athletic director. And so Merle kind of paved the way, and he said the same thing, just kind of listen for the first meeting or two. And then he said, but you have to speak your heart. You have to say what you think. And so early, we weren't treating women's sports the way I thought that the conference should. And so really that sort of became my platform and my voice to represent the underrepresented, particularly in this case, the women's sports. And so people would say things like, yes, but it's just a women's sport. And I had to make a decision every time that conversation came up, whether or not that was the hill I was going to die on. And I decided it was. That was going to be what I wanted my legacy to be, that when folks have an interest in something, we deserve to let them pursue that. And so both at the conference level and at the NCAA national level, that was something that, following in Harriet Cornell's footsteps, I really made sure to champion. And so, and then slowly you earn respect. You earn the respect of the men in that room. And then, you know, at no point in time when I was a women's athletic director was there another one in the room. But now there are. There are, I think, three women's athletic directors in the conference. So it's possible. It's doable. But again, going back to Coach Chapman's, you got to stay true to your core values and you got to speak your heart. When someone entrusts you with that leadership, they do so not just to be a yes person, but to bring your point of view to the room and into the seat at the table.
Not being a woman and not being on your team, I would imagine being a head coach of any team, you've got to be firm, you've got to be disciplined, you've got to be inspirational. I've been on boards with you, some significant boards, and I've watched your style. It's impressive. You are very humble, but you're very direct when it needs to be said. But you say it in a way that's very respectful, not to be offensive, but to make your point. So I can imagine that's where you got a lot of your training in boards like that. Mm-hmm. But what kind of coach were you? Were you a Bobby Knight kind of coach, or were you a Jackson? Mm-hmm. Were you persuaded people as opposed to not persuading people?
Probably leaned more toward the Bobby Knight side. In women's athletics, we would call that the Pathead Summit side, the legendary Tennessee coach who, and that was my icon when I was early in my coaching career. And
Bobby Knight?
No, Pathead Summit.
Oh.
So I was a screamer and a yeller and a kind of get in your face, kind of coach early. And then near the end of my career, I mellowed a little bit and moved more toward that Phil Jackson side. Again, in women's athletics, we would call that the Tara Vanderveer side, the Stanford coach, where you listen and more to your student athletes and you appreciated more their point of view. So, you know, 32 years is a long time. So early, I think I was a little nervous and a little anxious about my own confidence. And so I was more of a screamer and a yeller. And then as I matured as a coach, I began to trust my team a lot more. And then it's amazing when you learn to trust the people around you, somehow trusting that team led us to that national championship. It had nothing to do with me and everything to do with those young women. And
so it was the Phil Jackson style that got you to the national championship?
No doubt. Yeah.
I know you said it was a lady, but I don't know these women. So.
Yeah, I know. But your listeners will. So I think I was more of a Tara Vanderveer at Stanford kind of, you know, just again, calm presence, tried to be cerebral on the bench. But again, it was about trusting those relationships you'd build.
Okay. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to ask you about a controversial subject that I assume Craig White has to deal with as athletic director. Ed Milliken and every athletic director around the world, or around at least the United States in college athletics with regards to the transgender issue. We'll take a break and we'll throw it to Dom for weather and we'll be back right after this.
This is Dominique Bates-Smith with your News Channel 20 weather forecast, which is brought to you by Staley Credit Union. Ready to bank better? Bank Staley Credit Union. Today, it's going to be sunny with a high near 66. Wind gusts as high as 28 miles per hour. It's going to be mostly clear tonight with a low around 44 and winds as high as 20 miles per hour. For Tuesday, you're looking at sunny with a high near 66 and winds as high as 24 miles per hour. Tuesday night, clear with a low around 40. And then for Wednesday, sunny with a high near 63. And your News Channel 20 weather news time is currently 6:22, and your temperature is 52 degrees in downtown Decatur, and news time is 6:23 now.
Some extra cash for a car, home, or special project, maybe even a boat or RV? You got it. Apply for a loan through Staley Credit Union's free mobile app. You can even have the funds deposited right into your account in some cases. Electronically sign your documents at home for secure, effortless banking. At Staley Credit Union, you got it. Learn more at staleycu.com. This institution is not federally insured by Member Choice. Proudly insured by American Share Insurance.
Huff Lumber and Home Specialties. over 115 years, Anderson Windows and Doors has pioneered new products, set higher standards for our entire industry, and ultimately become America's premier window manufacturer. Couple that with Huff Lumber and Home Specialties, and you get a combination that brings you the highest quality products with the expertise to get the job done right.
Huff Lumber and Home Specialties. Who says you can't have it all?
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Ace. Our neighborhood stores have the quality brands you trust, with local experts giving the advice you rely on. So Ace can help you every step along the way.
Stop by Kenny's Ace Hardware on the corner of Route 121 and Lost Bridge Road, where you get help with all your home repair needs.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Welcome back to Byers & Company. I'm Kevin Burhaney sitting in for Brian. He's on vacation today, tomorrow and Wednesday. I just want to remind everyone to go to the nowdecatur.com picture page. And there's all kinds of great pictures up there of the duck race at the Children's Museum. The 31st annual Duck Derby had its winner, and I think it was Jurger Pediatrics that won first place. But anyway, you'll see the three winners on the website if you just want to go check it out and see all the pictures. Kids had a ball. I know my grandkids were there, and it's a wonderful event. They did a great job. We're talking to Lori Kearns. Lori, what is your official title at Milliken? Because I think you got a new one.
I did. I moved over, and I'm helping out on the other side of campus now. So I'm the director of community engagement.
Yeah.
And I'm also the director of recruitment. So I am recruiting high school and transfer students from Macon County. So I have the 13 high schools in Macon County. And then, a little bit of Richland Community College. So recruiting for the admission office.
That's a big job.
Oh, I love it though. I'm in my sixth week doing that, and it feels like the perfect fit for me. So I'm really, really, really enjoying that. Yes.
Is there anything at Milliken University that wouldn't be a perfect fit for you? I mean, you just love that place.
I do. I feel so connected to the people and to what we are able to do for other students and families. So I hope there's nothing I can't do, but I'm sure there's lots of things I can't do.
Hey, we only got a couple minutes left. First of all, I want to congratulate you on putting together the great 50th year anniversary for women's athletics at Milliken. That was a huge success.
Oh, it was so much fun. It was truly a wonderful celebration of the past and the present, but really setting the landscape and the GPS toward the future and all of the changes that will likely come in the next 50 years that we couldn't imagine in the first 50. So thank you. It was great.
And you got surprised by they named the floor after, like, Lou Henson got over to U of I. It's now the Lori Kearns basketball floor.
Right. I had absolutely no idea. So in Griswold Center, my name is on both sides of the court, and what a true honor and blessing. And I was totally surprised.
I know. And I think that's the best part of it. And well deserved. Okay, before the end of this segment, I got to ask you about this Leah Thomas, the swimmer from the University of Pennsylvania. This transgender issue has really become, I feel sorry for women athletes, especially in swimming, which is a brutal sport when it comes to practice. They get up at 4 o'clock every morning, swim. If you become a national champion, you swim all your life. Mm-hmm. And then to get to your senior year and find out a man turned woman is competing against you has got to be disheartening.
Well, disheartening is an interesting word. There's lots of sides to the issue. And you mentioned the women's athletics celebration. You know, 50 years from now, we'll be looking at this through a different lens, through the transgender issue, through a different lens. I'm of the mindset that, I do feel for the women who on that particular race, Leah Thomas was crowned the winner. And you saw the two women who finished second and third so disappointed and so, sort of just not in the moment. But what I will say is I don't challenge Leah Thomas believing that she is a woman. I don't challenge that. I truly believe that that's what she believes. And I think we have to open our minds and hearts to the landscape of, we have to respect and meet folks where they are. And so it's really on the NCAA and on intercollegiate athletics to figure out how we're going to deal with this issue, because this is an issue that is only going to continue.
But will it hurt women's sports?
It won't hurt
women's sports. I mean, as far as women wanting to get into them?
No, yeah, I don't
think
it will.
If they got to compete against the male body?
I don't think it will hurt women's sports. I think that the NCAA or whatever the forum for athletics is going forward, the governing body, we're going to have to figure out how to deal with it. Because, again, the generations that are coming up, gender fluidity is real. And so there's not a black and white hard line anymore of male and female athletes. So it was the pictures and the video is so troubling because we weren't prepared to deal with it. And so I think it's on society and on the governing body of athletics to address it.
Right. And the NCAA have their hands full.
Right.
All right. When we come back, we're going to, Laura, you're going to stick around and Amy Bleefnik will join us.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now. Decatur Memorial is providing free breast cancer screenings for women who are uninsured or underinsured next month as part of Mammogram Mondays. The screenings will be offered from 2 to 4 p.m. the first four Mondays in October in the Memorial Breast Center. Appointments are required. No walk-ins available. Go to nowdecatur.com to learn how to schedule an appointment. The state police are awarding $1 million in grants to 32 local law enforcement agencies across the state to conduct firearm enforcement efforts to help keep firearms out of the hands of individuals who pose a significant threat to themselves or others. ISP recently wrapped up a statewide firearms enforcement blitz. As a result, more than 1,000 people had to give up their FOID cards and all firearms. You'll never have to surrender your ability to visit our website. Check it out anytime to see more stories, podcasts, and videos. NowDecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. There's a hurricane watch in effect for Florida's Gulf Coast, including Tampa Bay, with effects from Hurricane Ian starting to be felt tomorrow.
We're expecting Ian to become a major hurricane in the next 48 hours as it enters the Gulf of Mexico. All residents need to be on alert and listen to their local forecasts and have a plan to evacuate if necessary.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean, at least 13 people, 7 children, are shot and killed at a school in central Russia. The gunman then killed himself. New Orleans is hiring civilians to work for the police department to free up officers for street patrol.
Besides monitoring phones and handling desk work, about 50 to 75 will be enlisted to respond to some minor calls and even trained to do some detective work. New Orleans recently passed St. Louis as the nation's murder capital. The department also lost 150 cops from its ranks last year.
Fox's Chris DeMeo. California Governor Gavin Newsom vetoes a bill making kindergarten mandatory. It is mandatory for kids in 20 states. America's listening to Fox News.
Tough jobs, the really big ones, deserve a hard-working John Deere tractor from Sloan Implement. Right now, get 0% for 5 years and $1,000 off on a 5E series tractor. No matter the size of your work, the John Deere 5E is the perfect fit. And when you take a seat on your tractor, your land stands to benefit. 0% for 60 months. Some restrictions apply. See Sloan Implement for details. Offer ends 10/29/22.
This is Dominique Bates-Smith with your News Channel 20 weather forecast update. Today, sunny with a high near 66, winds as high as 28 miles per hour. Tonight, looking at mostly clear with a low around 44. Tuesday, sunny with a high near 66, wind gusts as high as 24 miles per hour. Tuesday night, clear with a low around 40. And for Wednesday, sunny with a high near 63. And your WSOY temperature in downtown Decatur is currently 52 degrees. Your WSOY news time is 6:33.
You're listening to Byers and Company. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Welcome back to Byers and Company. I'm Kevin Berhaney. And I'll be here today and tomorrow and Wednesday. We're going to do a best of at 8 o'clock. And I have Amy Pleifnik. She's president, CEO at Macon Resources. And I have Lori Kearns, who is the title is what?
Director of Community Engagement and Recruitment.
Yes. She just keeps moving up. When will you be president is what I want to know.
I'm happy right where I am.
You got a great president, by the way.
We do. Jim Reynolds is really doing a good job.
Yeah.
In his third year, the first two were the COVID years, so I'm really excited to see him engaging in the community this year at an even different level.
Well, I like the fact that he instantly saw how valuable you were or are, and he's tapped into that ability. So what's it like going from coach to now administrator?
It's similar. You know, when you're the coach of a team, you're the CEO of that team. So that prepares you to move on to the next opportunity to be a leader. And, you know, I was the athletic director and worked in student life for a while and worked in alumni and development for a while. And now I'm back where I think I really belong in the community engagement piece and recruiting students and families to Millikan.
I want to welcome Amy Pleifnik. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning. And, you know, it's kind of nice to be here with both of you.
What do you mean, kind of?
It is very nice to be here. I was thinking about my next statement. I really wanted to segue into Millikan. And, yeah, no, it's great to be here. In fact, I was segueing into my Millikan. You know, recently at Macon Resources, we had our field day. And we were so excited.
What was that? Yeah. The field day is called, what's the park called?
Meaningful Meadows.
Meaningful Meadows. Like 1 year old now or 2 years?
Yeah, it's a couple years old. So, and you know, we build meaningful lives every day. And so it's a beautiful place for health and fitness and outdoor activities. And so we have an annual field day. Well, this year we started a brand new award for the community. It's called Champions of Change. And this year we presented it to President Jim Reynolds from Millikan University because Millikan has been so ingrained into what we do. You know, the nursing program comes out and they do clinicals out there. The basketball teams are wonderful. The athletics are supportive. The art therapy, they come out and we get interns and we HR and so many different areas. That was really great to be able to recognize Millikan for their contributions.
And you're a graduate from there too, aren't you?
I went to Millikan. I was part of the 50 years of Millikan Women's Athletics.
Well,
yeah, I was. 47 years ago, I played basketball at Millikan.
Was your sister too?
My sister was, well, she was the All-American and I sat the end of the bench, but I, you know, I still earned my letters. So.
Team effort.
Harriet Cornell said
they needed you for practice.
No, Harriet Cornell said I was one of her favorite players because I was just so happy whenever I got in.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So you watched when she got the award for the they named the floor after.
Yeah, it was the highest
athletic award I think you can get.
So deserved too. Lori's been such a great advocate. And I listened this morning, you know, for the first half hour about all of the wonderful things she's done, but how she's fought for women athletics and for the success of women. And, you know, as a role model to young ladies every single day, it's just an inspiration. So thank you for all you do, Lori.
Well, thank you.
Well, you know, women's athletics have come so far. And I always tell folks when the World Cup's on, I'd rather watch women's soccer than men's soccer because I learned how to play soccer the way the women are playing soccer now. It's more of a team sport, not that men. Well, the men are more individuals. They're all about, I think, their stats and their name being talked about. The women aren't totally unselfish. They really pass the ball. They really play the game the way I was taught to play the game. And what do? They win the championship. So my point is watching women's sports now is just as much fun as watching men's in many degrees.
I would totally agree. I think women's sports are still more pure. I think you're right. Team sport, unselfish, and really to the basic skill level, I think women are doing athletics the right way. So, but again, we have the opportunity because somebody said, let's give them the chance when other people were suppressing that opportunity previously 50, 60, 70 years ago. So,
Amy, I've done business with Macon Resources for many years. Well, I've been through three executive directors and you being the latest and greatest. Oh. And all three of you are unique leaders because not only do you have to be really good at administrative things and be a strong leader and hiring and firing and all that, you've got to be compassionate because the people you're serving, they really need compassion at the very top. And I see that with you. I've never seen anyone who loves going to work as much as you do.
I do. I tell you what. You know what? And I say this, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart. They make me a better person every single day. Mm-hmm. You know, they look at the, you know, who you are as a person, and they're so proud of every success. And, you know, they don't look at the negatives in people, and they're so positive in life and so full of love. And, you know, I'm humbled by who they are. And it just makes me stronger every day, and it makes me want to do more for them. And I think the best part about it, too, though, is we're really teaching the community about the ability of those we serve, not their disabilities. And if there's any legacy I can leave, it's that we can try to focus a lot more on who they are and what they can do, not their disability.
Well, MRI works to build meaningful lives at the young age. So many children with developmental disabilities, as well as adults. And your adults are actually providing a great service to the state. Correct.
They are. In fact, you know, this year is our 40th anniversary since we signed the contract with the Secretary of State to make license plates. And so Illinois is one of two states in the country where plates are not made by prisoners. We actually make every single plate for Illinois right here in Decatur at Macon Resources. And if you ever want a tour, I'm serious, call me. We love to show. It's an amazing place. But 50 to 60% of the work is done by people with developmental disabilities.
That's amazing. And it makes them feel so good. I mean, they definitely have a function and a purpose in life.
They do. And they you know what? They have a job and they get benefits and they get a paycheck like you and I do. And the only thing better than paycheck day is when it's popcorn day and paycheck day on the same day. That is for staff and everyone, okay? Yeah.
Well, I know a lot of people that work for you and they love working for you.
Oh, well, I have an amazing team, and I tell you, the quality of care, we've raised the bar, the quality of care, the attention to health and well-being, the attention of really truly living our mission of building meaningful lives. You know, we have a lot of our people who have jobs out in the community and a lot of businesses support us. We work with 22 local manufacturing companies for our bench work where it's opportunities for, you know, sometimes people don't like repetitive work. Well, the people that I serve, they love to do the same thing every day. And so we work with 22 companies like Mueller and Caterpillar and ADM and Simtech. And so we do work for them in our facility. And once again, it's about giving people jobs and opportunities for growth.
Absolutely.
Perfect. All right, let's take a marquee coffee break. And then when we return, I want to talk about some of the things that you two great ladies in this community have accomplished outside of your jobs at Milliken and in at MRI. Because I've seen it. I've even been a part of it sometimes. And it's quite remarkable, and it'll be fun to talk about. But it is time for the marquee coffee break. For discernible coffee drinkers everywhere, they'll say the magic's in their beans. Around for 40 years now, Marquee Coffee.
Listen in every Tuesday at 5 p.m. to Pharmacy Facts with Friends with Dale and Lauren. Learn the latest on what's going on in the pharmaceutical world. What's new? What to look out for? Stay tuned in for information on vaccines, what's changing with health, and pharmacy and insurance. Dale and Lauren will keep you up to date on what's happening locally and on the national level. Tune in for our local experts from Dale's South Lake Pharmacy every Tuesday at 5 p.m. with Pharmacy Facts with Friends.
Attention. Per the current government mandate, U.S.-based insurers are now required to cover at-home COVID testing kits with no out-of-pocket fees to you. If you have a current insurance plan, you are eligible to receive up to 8 COVID-19 tests shipped to you each month absolutely free, as long as the government mandate is in effect. Just visit testkitforfree.com to register now from the comfort of your own home. That's testkitforfree.com to receive your tests shipped to you at no cost. Go to testkitforfree.com today. Paid for by Tiro Health.
Squash your fitness goals at the Decatur Indoor Sports Center. For a limited time, you can renew or join the DISC's full facility annual pass, and you get discounted rates with no joining fee. The DISC offers a fitness center, indoor soccer field, four-lane 200-meter track, basketball and volleyball courts, indoor golf center, and batting cages. Join today and squash your fitness goals this year. Give them a call today at 217-429-3472, and you can take a tour of the Decatur Indoor Sports Center in Decatur.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Wow, it's a Motown Monday. I like it, Dom. Nice going. Dom Smith behind the controls in the master control room. I'm Kevin Berhaney. We're pinch hitting. By the way, I don't know if any of you got to see the picture of the beautiful little girl that Nick and Jen had at the end of last week. But they have this gorgeous little baby girl. And that's why Nick's not here. It's because he's on a little bit of a maternity leave. He'll be back soon. And Brian decided to take vacation during that same period. So that's why Dom's here and that's why I'm here. And we'll be here through Wednesday. But congratulations, Nick and Jen, on your gorgeous girl. And hope you have many more. You know, motherhood and fatherhood's pretty good. Wouldn't you say?
It's the best. You know, it is. Being a grandparent, I don't know, might rank even higher sometimes.
I do. I think so, too.
I know I said I'd have those first if I'd known how much fun they were, but no, it's, yeah.
I've been creative.
You know, it's just great. And it's great to see, you know, their friends and the community and, you know, Michael Brahaney, gosh darn it, you know, grew up underneath my eyes. And
he and Tommy went to preschool together.
They did.
And now they're still best friends, Lori. And Michael's going to have his third kid and Tommy's doing great in Phoenix, living his dream.
And when I started Making Resources, Michael was president of the board. So, you know, it's kind of fun to see how, you know, they grow up and the leaders in the community following in the examples that you've set for your children and we've all set in this community for other people. So just fun to see.
Well, we have two great hospitals in this community and, the hospital business is getting more and more challenging as the years go by. The pandemic had its toll on every hospital in the world, mainly in this country, not to mention St. Mary's and DMH. But it takes good board members to help navigate the leaders of the hospitals through that. And the three of us have been really active at HSHS St. Mary's. I started back in the early 90s, and now I'm working with them over in Springfield. Lori, during my time on the board toward the end, I was chairman and you came on the board and we served together on the board together. You then, after Bob Wiesman, came on as chairperson. And then, as Matt Bennett became chairman, Amy, you came on the board at St. Mary's. And just explain to folks out there, there's no money involved here. This is a volunteer a responsibility, and it is a responsibility. Mm-hmm. You're the current co-chair, and you chaired your first meeting, I heard, since Matt was out of town. What's it like for you?
Well, I tell you, you know what? I love this community. You know, we all do. You know, we love this community. We're so blessed to have so many great leaders in this community, people that volunteer, you know, give of time and effort. And in my years, I've learned that I give passionately to those things that I believe in. And I'm a little bit more selective. I'm so proud to be able to serve St. Mary's Hospital. It's been a long part of my family's legacy. And, you know, gosh, I was born at the old St. Mary's Hospital, you know, back in 1957. So I've been a part of St. Mary's Hospital for a long time. But to be able to serve in this mission is very powerful and very meaningful to me. And I'm happy to be able to contribute in some way.
Is one of the first things that you did, Lori, there to start up the Real Men Wear Pink campaign? Mm-hmm.
Right. I actually had started that with Brian and Eric Lee before I actually was even on the board. But Tom McNamara was certainly a big part of that,
God,
too.
Yeah. God rest
yeah.
his soul.
I know.
What a great
sure.
man he was.
Yeah, he really,
mm-hmm.
truly was. But again, it's about reaching out in the community and working with Val Jordan and the oncology services group and the marketing team. We got out into all of the high schools in Macon County and really asked them to support the women in their lives they love, their moms, their grandmas, their aunts, their teachers, their pastors, wives, et cetera. And that program is still going strong on Friday nights here in Macon County.
You know, I was one of these guys that just, I have five brothers, and you just didn't wear pink. If you're a guy, you just didn't wear it. Until that campaign.
Yeah.
Now I wear it all the time.
For sure.
I mean, I wear it even when it's not October.
Right.
But I like it.
Yeah.
And people compliment you on it.
For sure.
And the brass horn's got a lot of nice looking pink and blue ties. So, you know, it kind of changed my thinking. But you're a survivor.
I am.
And when you know folks or you had cancer, it's a real thing. And it means a lot to help these folks. Val Jordan works with it all the time, and we've got Dr. Wade and his great group here in town, Cancer Care Specialties. Mm-hmm. Without them, my gosh, we'd be without.
cancer used to be a thing considered a death sentence and you didn't talk about it. And I think one of the things we wanted to do, especially for the young generation of men, high school age men, is say it's okay to hug whoever you want to about this, your mom, your grandma, again, whatever, and to say, what can I do to help? How can I be there for you? And again, they're so young, and these high school athletes, but to be able to pull on that jersey that has pink numbers or to walk out, they do a lot of pregame processions, to walk out with their survivor and their family just really gives them something to stand on. And so I'm really proud of that program.
To go to that event in Fairview Park, the Cancer Walk, oh my gosh, it will make you cry.
Yeah. I'm in my 25th year of survival, and each year you go, you're just grateful for the science, but also the compassionate folks who walk that journey with you. So it's awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome. And it's awesome what you have done there. Amy, I know your cause is Special Olympics, and you feel equally as passionate about that.
Yeah. You know what? But I think with the pink campaign, I think the best part about that too, though, is the community awareness. You know, in my family, we haven't really had personal, experience with it, but it makes me a lot more aware and compassionate for other people. And, you know, you always think it happens to someone else until it happens to you. And so I think the more we can continue once again to educate the community and to get everyone to support those kind of causes is so important and so impactful.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to take one more break. When we come back, we'll wrap it up with you all. I want to remind everyone to go to nowdecatur.com for stories. There's a great story there about the Duck Derby over the weekend. You can see who the winners were and all the wonderful kids having a blast with their little ducks. And also, coming up at 8 o'clock is the city manager, Scott Wrighton. So we got a very good half hour coming after that. Eric Lee will be in for Mark. And then Dr. Juanita Morris, the Morris Factor, will be here for the rest of the 7 o'clock hour. So stick around, folks.
This is Dominique Bates-Smith with your News Channel 20 forecast. Today, sunny with a high near 66, wind gusts as high as 28 miles per hour. Tonight, you're looking at mostly clear with a low around 44, and wind gusts could get as high as 20 miles per hour. For Tuesday, sunny with a high near 66, wind gusts as high as 24 miles per hour. And the Tuesday night, clearer with a low around 40. And then Wednesday, sunny with a high near 63. And your temperature in downtown Decatur is currently 52 degrees. And your WSOY news time is 6:51.
Nationally recognized, locally invested, Busey Bank is pleased to be named one of America's Best Banks for 2022 by Forbes. A prestigious and humbling honor, Busey is proud to deliver best-in-class service to our valued customers and vibrant communities. Whatever your financial needs, partner with an award-winning team for tailored solutions. Building business, growing wealth, since 1868, member FDIC. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini.
Every search you make, every click you take, they'll be watching you.
Are you tired of being tracked online? There's a simple solution, DuckDuckGo. It's an all-in-one privacy app with a built-in private search engine, web browser, one-click data clearing, email protection, and more, all for free. Download the app today and get the most comprehensive privacy protection with the push of a button. DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Ace. Our neighborhood stores have the quality brands you trust, with local experts giving the advice you rely on. So Ace can help you every step along the way.
Stop by Kenny's Ace Hardware on the corner of Route 121 and Lost Bridge Road, where you get help with all your home repair needs.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Wow, Dom, you're on it today. That's Elvis.
It is Elvis.
You know, so many people covered that song. Sometimes you got to stop and listen. You know, is that Elvis or is that the Beatles or who is that? But welcome back, folks. I have Amy Bleefnik in studios, along with Lori Kern. Yes, I do. I have two women icon all in one place. Is it still kind of nice to be here, Amy?
It's still kind of nice to be here. Actually, it's really nice to be here and share the morning with you guys and just talk about Decatur. You know, it's awesome. Thank you.
Okay, well, I've got to ask all the questions for the last 50 minutes. I'm going to leave it to you two to talk about what's on your minds, what's important. Lori, I'll start with you.
Well, I think, you know, in our service, Amy and I on the St. Mary's board, one of the things I've become more acutely aware of, Kevin, is how important it is to be kind and compassionate. We are on the board talking a lot about the mental health needs of the world and the United States, but certainly our community. And, you know, folks are going through a rough time trying to come out of COVID and having had their children, you know, behind a screen for 2 years of high school. And it's just an interesting time and more mental health needs we're becoming more acutely aware of. So what I would ask folks to do is to be kind and be compassionate and meet people where they are and figuring out how we can each help each other.
You know, Lori, you're also along that line. Earlier we talked about cancer and how people are talking about it more. I think that's one thing with mental health too, is I think if we can learn to be able to talk about it. And I think sometimes we are starting to learn that too, that it's okay to seek for help when you need it. Sometimes I think in the past, even now, I still don't think we're out where we need to be, but I think asking for help is the first solution to that problem. But the problem is you've got to have groups in this community that can help. And that's a struggle at the hospitals, at both the hospitals right now, trying to figure out how we can solve those needs in this community too, because those needs are rising as every day as the time goes on.
Yeah, and they're complicated by opioids and drugs and things like that. I mean, boy, how lucky are we and how blessed are we to have the Buffett Foundation and what they've done along with Crossing Healthcare for the opioid center. I mean, what a wonderful thing that is. But, you know, there's also this bipolar depression. So many young people seem to have, and maybe they had it and we didn't know it before, but we sure seem to know it now.
Yeah. Well, they're acting out in different ways. And again, those youngsters are rising up to be teenagers and young adults and trying to find their way. And life is not easy right now. And, you know, my favorite phrase right now is it's never going to get better. We just learn to deal with hard better. And so what we have to do is deal with the hard with compassion and with love and with respect, and we will be able to help people.
I also think the challenges facing young people these days are all so strong, you know, and, you know, I think life was simpler 50 years ago.
Do you think the technology might have something to do with that?
Oh, I think technology, I think too much knowledge on subjects that, like, you know, let's just be kids instead, you know. I think technology has a big time because people are stuck on their iPhones and stuck on all of that type of electronic stuff. So, yeah, I do think it makes a difference.
Instant gratification, the expectation that if I want something, I can get it right now. And we've not made clear that you have to work for it and that there has to be a vision for what you want to achieve and how you want to have a role in that accomplishment.
You know, when you talk about technology, too, you talk about like things like Facebook and Instagram, you know, in some ways, some people, gosh darn it, that person's having so much fun. My life is so empty because I'm not doing what that person's doing, which is such a wrong perception. You know, it sets too many expectations. And I agree with you about the instant gratification part.
And I guess the bullying is a real epidemic. And kids are bullying other kids on social media and your parents don't even know it.
For sure. Adults are bullying adults, and that is leading to kids bullying kids, and it is changing our culture. It is changing schools. It is changing religion. It is changing the workplace, and we have to get a handle on that.
As an educator, I think it's got to be difficult because in the classroom, you can only stimulate kids so much. Some of it's just basic learning, and it's not about stimulation. And then you look at all the kids that get some of these medicines, mm-hmm, to calm them down. It's almost like anesthetizing. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you balance all that as an educator.
I don't either, but I do know the social services piece has to be a part of education. It has to be, we have to understand, you know, there may be a medical piece, but there may also be a counseling piece and there may also be a therapeutic piece. So I think finding that right fit for each individual, there is no magic drug. It is hard work to be able to manage life.
You know, and luckily there are resources in this community. Like you said, the Buffett Foundation, the wonderful things that they've done, the hospitals, you know, and there are services that they just think people have to open up their heart and ask for help when they need. I think that's a big part of the struggle.
Well, that's the key. There are the services. You got wonderful places like St. Mary's Hospital and DMH. We're really blessed to have both of them. And I know we're all in this together, aren't we?
For sure. Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
So, Amy, thank you for being here and spending the last half hour and Lori the last hour. It's been fun for me. When I get to host the show, you're my go-to people. and it's always interesting because you both have done so much. God bless you both.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, and that's coming from someone who has also done so much for this community. But, you know, we're blessed in this community. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys. City manager next.
Car, home, mobile device, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now. In partnership with VA Ileana Healthcare System's Suicide Prevention Team, Richland hosted its second annual Operation Obstacle. The goal of the two-mile course was to raise awareness of the growing issue of suicide among veterans and service members and to connect them and their families with the Suicide Prevention Team. Check out photos of the event at nowdecatur.com. The Children's Museum of Illinois held their Duck Derby this weekend. One lucky winner walked away with a $3,000 grand prize. The winning duck belonged to Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, the sponsor of the event. The sponsor purchased the tickets and distributed them to their employees. Taking home second place and $1,500 was Allison Matusen. The $350 third prize went to Cindy Martin. See a photo gallery at nowdecatur.com.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.